You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, August 28th, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. We're getting another work week officially kicked off, so that means we're kicking off the week with the Monday installment of the Daily Nationalist. I'm glad you could join us this week, and as always, I want to remind everybody I continue to have our Sven Longshank support links here on the Daily Nationalist. Encourage you to look into the email if you're overseas. That's probably going to be easier than doing the snail mail route. But either way, the snail mail route is there as well. Also, the Give, Send, Go if you want to financially pitch a little in for Sven. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. I'm sure he'll appreciate hearing from you, whether it's by email or snail mail. We just want to make sure that as time goes on, that he knows that he's not forgotten. I'm trying to make it a regular habit to send messages to him at least a couple times a week, and I would encourage you to do the same. Well, as it is the Monday installment of the Daily Nationalist, I thought today we're going to, our general topic is going to be, or I should say the example of our topic today is going to be the Ukraine, but it's not necessarily so much about the Ukraine per se. I mean, if we're getting into technical issues about the Ukraine, I mean, I'll leave that to Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. He's much more well-versed in international geopolitical issues than I am. What I want to do today is we're going to use Ukraine as an example of a pattern of destruction. And it's a pattern that applies not just in Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine is a stark example. I had a listener send me a note here recently, you know, reminding me that this war in Ukraine is just another brother's war. And that is very true. But the problem is in the West in general, and for sure in the U.S., because I live in the U.S., so I see how people view things. And people in the U.S. tend to view wars like they view a sports game. You know, are they cheering for the Cowboys or the Steelers or the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox? It's like a sports game to them. It's like it never really registers that people are dying. You pick a team, and you'll see this in a lot of the conversations people have online and whatnot about this conflict, the Russia-Ukraine conflict. People are either Team Russia or they're Team Ukraine. And it's like they wave their flags. It's the same thing. They wave their flags. You'll go by people's houses here in America, and they'll hang flags for their sports teams out there. You know, they want everybody to know what team. If you watch these games on TV, these competitions, and people be in the stand wearing the jersey of their team, wearing the jersey of their favorite player. And the war pretty much plays out the same way. You'll go by places and they'll have the Ukrainian flag. I stand, they'll have a flag standing up there. I pray for the Ukraine. I stand with Ukraine. And you know, without a doubt, that the person waving this flag around or hanging this banner or whatever about the Ukraine, they don't know a damn thing about the Ukraine. They don't know a damn thing about the conflict. Now, for today's discussion, I don't want to really, like I said, we're not really going to talk about the conflict itself. Again, Dr. Johnson's got a ton of material on this network about this very topic, and he knows what he's talking about. What I was thinking about as I sat down to record the show is this pattern. I've got a story we're going to use just to kind of make the point. Ukraine itself is being destroyed. And it's not being destroyed by Russia. They keep saying, oh, Russia is poor little Ukraine is being picked on by Russia. Well, many of us, myself included, erroneously, when this first started, said, well, this is going to be over in about 3 weeks. because I assumed, again, incorrectly, that Russia was going to go in, you know, U.S. shock and awe style and basically level the country and say that's that. But they've not done this. They have just taken these areas and are holding them. This has turned into, of course, a meat grinder situation for the Ukrainian people. And you can say, well, the Ukrainian people are being blown up by the Russians. But who's sending them? But even there's an even greater context for us to look at than that. The whole nation itself is being destroyed. Whole segments of the country are being sold off. Basically, half the population is either dead or has fled the country. And we're looking at this systemic destruction of this country, and these things follow a pattern. Right now, as World War III is grinding on, you see everybody, all of these different nations in the world are picking a side. They're siding with Russia, China, or they're siding with the U.S. and the West. But any way you look at it, any nation that has a semblance of tradition, a semblance of morality, that sides with the U.S. is making what amounts to a suicide pact. Because they will fall into the pattern, whether they are a friend or an enemy. They will fall into a pattern of destruction. The story I wanted to use today to kind of talk about this is from RT. And the title of the story is Ukrainian. Now, you think about this before I even say the title of this article. Bear in mind, what have we seen in Ukraine? What have we read in the media about the Ukraine? They have shut down the Orthodox Church. Oh, they have another church they called Orthodox, but it's a church made up by the government. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church has been shut down. Some of them have had to flee the country. Some of these religious officials have been locked up. They're running monks out of monasteries that they have been in for years and years and years. They've basically shut down the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Of course, they say it's because, you know, they're compromised by Russia, or they support Russia. That's their excuse for everything. They've shut down the Orthodox Church in Ukraine and set up a fake Orthodox Church run by and for the government. They're grabbing people off the streets to send them to this front for this stupid offensive that obviously isn't going to go anywhere. They're not bothering to train them because they know they're going to die. They're just throwing them at them. I don't even know what the point is. Well, more and more Ukrainian men now, from teenage young men to old men, are just, they're handed a rifle, probably give them like 5 rounds because they figure they're not going to fire them off anyway. They're giving nominal training and told go out there and get blowed up and died so we can say we're doing something. So these people who are sitting comfortably in their offices in Kiev can continue to cash those checks from the West and profit. The people, the country are being destroyed. And it's sad. I've always said, I'm anti-war. I'm against war because it's always the poor people. It's always the regular people that suffer. The assholes calling the shots, they get to sit in their nice cozy office. One of the things I've found so off-putting is every time there's a news story and some EU official or some prime minister or whoever from some Western country goes into Kiev to stand around for a photo op, so they can act like they're getting creds. They're so brave. They're going into a war zone. Is that their imposture? Meanwhile, the people, the common, regular people, continue to suffer. They continue to die. The incorrect way to look at these conflicts is a sports game, which is how most people look at them. It's not about, is Russia the good guy? Is Ukraine the good guy? Is this a Marvel Comics film? It's that the people are being slaughtered. the fact that Russia's set up a defense line and is sitting there, that by its very nature means they're not going out there and seeking out these people to slaughter them. The people are having to come to them. They're set up on a defensive line. They're marching the Ukrainians to be slaughtered. I can only imagine the amount of control that is being had amongst the rank and file to make sure. Because I don't know about you, but if you hand me a rifle and say, okay, tomorrow we're going to march all across that minefield so you can get slaughtered like everybody else that we've sent for the past 6 weeks, I'm going to be thinking I might march the other way. I mean, if I'm going to die anyway, I'm thinking I'm going to march the other direction. The country, the people are being destroyed. There's not a game. This isn't about cheerleading one side over the other or justifying the actions. Ukraine is being destroyed. The people are being destroyed. And when you think about the patterns, it's a familiar pattern. You pitch your hat in with the West. Of course, they didn't do this voluntarily. You know, the U.S., Victoria Nuland. You know, we know they threw this coup in 2014. They overthrew the elected president in Ukraine and put in their own guy. Now, the current president, I always laugh when I read these stories about, you know, even stories critical about what's going on in Ukraine. And they'll say, Zelensky just keeps sending more and more of his own people to be slaughtered. They're not his own people. I read recently the guy just bought a multi-million dollar villa in Israel. Where do you think he plans to go when it's all over? They're not his people. The coup was led by Victoria Nuland, who's Jewish. Zelensky's now running the country, you know, allegedly running the country. He's Jewish. It's all being run by the State Department. It's over and over. The point being, these aren't sacrifices of their people because they're not their people. And this is the woe of being ruled over by foreigners. Now, to get to our story, because you see, the destruction of the country is not only a military destruction. The people, the morality, everything is being destroyed. The title of this article is Ukrainian Parliament Poised to Legalize Porn Production. Think about that for a minute. Nation is wrecked. Half the population is either dead or has fled the country. We already know tons of women have been trafficked around. They're overseas hooking for a living. And they've outlawed the church. They've arrested church leaders. They created a fake church. I mean, do you see the pattern? If you're familiar with these patterns. And now they got a top priority. They're going to legalize porn production. You see, the destruction of the people isn't just about the people that are slaughtered in a pointless fight on the front lines. You see, they have to destroy the very soul, the people. They've outlawed the church. And now they're going to move on to the next thing of breaking down the morality. Lawmakers in the, and unlike Dr. Johnson, I'm not going to be able to pronounce these names and stuff correctly, okay? I know this. Lawmakers in the Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine announced on Friday that they have collected enough signatures for a bill that would decriminalize the production of pornography. Lead sponsor of the proposal, Yaroslav Zelenyak, has argued that the current laws encourage corruption and legalizing porn could help raise funds for the military. Now, you know the choosing the words. It could raise funds for the military. It could. You see, that's the justification. That's the window dressing on it. It could raise funds for the military. In other words, it could, or it also could not. It may, or it may not. Now, for sure, it's going to raise funds for the porn industry, the porn producers. And let's be honest, if you look into the overrepresentation of who's profiting from the porn industry, once again, you're going to find this common denominator. It's not going to be profitable. How are the people going to profit from pornography? A country in the middle of crisis They have a non-existent economy. They're literally being propped up by charity. Well, not charity, by dollars from the West, by funds from the West. And the government siphons off. Everybody puts it in their pockets. And their priority, you see, because it's about destroying the Ukrainian people. It's not really even Russia that is at war against the Ukrainian people. It's the so-called benefactors, it's the so-called quote-unquote leaders of the Ukraine. They are the ones that are at war with the Ukrainian people. They've outlawed the church, and now we're, by golly, in the middle of a war. What's our priority? We're going to legalize pornography, and who's going to profit from that? Measure 9623 would amend Article 301 of Ukraine's criminal code, which Zelenyak called nothing short of stupidity. It does not change anything pertaining to child pornography, human trafficking, or prostitution. And you see, you just got to love the word magic, don't you? You know, you just got to see, it's not about child porn. Does it change anything about child porn, human trafficking, or prostitution? As if anybody is claiming that it does. As if pornography itself, just in and of itself, is not an insidious thing. You see, it's not going to hurt anything because it's not going to change anything about child porn or human trafficking, which Ukraine, before this all started, was like the human trafficking capital of the world. There were tons of Ukrainian women. I remember reading articles, years and years ago, about all these Ukrainian women and young girls that were being trafficked out of Ukraine. And at the time, the article I read, as I recall, a lot of them were being trafficked through Israel. Another common denominator here. Who's profiting and who's not? Now, he makes the point, it doesn't change anything about prostitution. I couldn't help but just... I wanted to chuckle at just the nerve. Pornography, and we're talking, we know the detrimental effects for those who consume it, but pornography for those who produce it, for those who quote unquote star in it, for those who do the acts in it, is worse than prostitution. I believe this, and I believe I can prove it. Pornography, acting in pornography, is worse than prostitution. If a woman becomes a prostitute for whatever reason, if she becomes a prostitute and she spends 2 years turning tricks, she goes and she takes this money from a man and they do the deed and he leaves never to be seen again and she has the money in her hand and say she does prostitution for 2 years. And say she wakes up one day and says, I don't want to do this to myself. This is degrading. I don't want to live like this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to get my life straightened out and try to save what's left of my life and to turn it around. She can do so. She has the freedom to do so. She can simply tear up her contact book, change her phone number, and try to get her life restarted again. Not so for a porn actress, a woman who goes into pornography, even for 6 months, and then says, I'm not going to do this anymore. But the pornography remains. You see, a regular run-of-the-mill prostitute prostitutes herself out to a single man for a single encounter. The porn actress prostitutes herself out for hundreds, thousands of men all over the world, over and over and over, as they view her videos, these films. They view this. She's prostituting herself out for pennies. Oh, they always say, oh, these porn actresses, they make all this money. If they were charging Johns, a regular run-of-the-mill prostitute that charges a John for one encounter, you know, she's making more money per the hour than all of the hours this woman will be viewed. But yet, if this woman says, I don't want to do this anymore, it doesn't matter. You see, she can stop filming, yes. Yet, those encounters will still be out there. They'll still be getting sold for a profit. Over and over, her images will continue to be prostituted out. when no profit can be raised, they'll just give it away. They'll put it up and people can view it for free. And she'll be prostituted out for nothing. It's not like these women, every time a video gets viewed, they get some kind of money off of it. They're paid one time and never again. This guy continues with his word magic justifications. We're not even talking about OnlyFans, but about consuming this content in general, he told the Kiev Post, adding that sending someone to prison for up to 8 years for sending or receiving nudes is a Soviet legacy. Only that's not what they're talking about. See, again, you know, when people have ill intent, they don't have good, because sometimes people have good intentions, they're just misled. You know, someone like this is just a blatant, evil, wicked liar, because you can see the misleading. You can see the word magic. You can see the trying to swap things around. The bill is legalizing producing pornography. And you see, now he's trying to conflate that with, you know, if Ukrainian authorities happen to look in your phone and your girlfriend sent titty pics to you, you're both into a lot of trouble now. As if these are the two things. This is what he's really addressing. Well, really, if this is the case, why would you not just simply outlaw professional pornography? Why would you say, well, for personal use, this isn't against the law or it won't be punished? It's being disingenuous. They're going to profit from this. Not the people, but the producers who just so happen to share quite a bit of commonality with the people who are ostensibly running the country. We're seeing this step-by-step destruction of the Ukrainian people. You know, the land will heal, but the people are being destroyed. These people that have fled the country, how many of them are going to come back? These men who are being thrown into a pointless meat grinder on the front lines, they're not coming back for sure. The church has been outlawed. Now we're talking legalizing pornography. And I'm sure before the end of the article, we're going to get into the gay marriage stuff. Thousands of Ukrainians are actively employed in the production of pornography. According to Zhelsanak, the state received over $34 million, which is $920,000 in taxes, in the first half of 2023 from sites such as OnlyFans, whose majority owner is Ukrainian-American businessman Leonid Radvinsky. I'm sure there's something else about this guy besides just being a Ukrainian American businessman, but I'll leave that to you. Now, how is it now they've got to have another law here? They're already apparently collecting taxes on this. And you notice, you know, if you or I were reporting on this, you would report this as something tragic, wouldn't you? Thousands of Ukrainians are actively employed in the production of pornography. And you would say that, I would say that, as a bad thing. But this guy is saying this is a great thing. These people are employed. Like, that ought to be your number one thing. They're being employed to degrade themselves. They're being employed to basically degrade their very spirit. A charity using nudes to raise funds for the Ukrainian military has also helped with the initiative. Called TerOnlyFans, the group rewards those who donate to the armed forces or refugees with spicy photos. This is a good representation of the role of the body in war. As citizens of Ukraine, our primary responsibility is to provide for our soldiers with everything they need, TerOnlyFans executive Anastasia Kuchmenko, I told you I wouldn't get these names right, told the Kiev Post. Though the group deals in erotic and not pornographic content, Kuchmenko concedes that they could face prosecution if the government did not turn a blind eye to their activities. Selznick has also argued that Ukrainian police have better things to do than hunt down cam girls, citing statistics that show 85,500 man hours were dedicated to porn cases in 2021, which he said amounted to a year of daily work without holidays for 41 investigators. His amendments note that over 700,000 people received court summons in 2022 for charges under Article 301. though the proposal already has the necessary co-sponsorships to move to a vote, some Ukrainians are not thrilled about it. One comment on Selesniak's Telegram channel said pornography is worse than alcoholism, while another claimed that, quote, the same people that are for the legalization of LGBTs are for the legalization of porn, and that this will, quote, lead to great problems and the degradation of the nation. Thank you, Anon, posting on Telegram, because you've hit the nail on the head. Selesniak's party, Golos, proposed legalizing same-sex civil partnerships in March. What a shock. It has 20 seats in the 450-member legislature, whose mandate expires in October, but will likely be extended as President Zelensky's martial law prevents a new election from being called, because elections, as you know, are against our democracy value of who we are. And there you have it. The same people also want to do the gay marriage stuff. You see, America, the West really is the great Satan. The Iranians really nailed that one with the marketing slogan there. You throw your hat in and all of these things come with it. We've all seen the pictures of the liberated areas that the Russians went into, and there were preschools with all the gay stuff. Same people that want to legalize the pornography are also wanting to do the LGBT stuff. They're also promoting all of the same rot while attacking the church, throwing monks in prison, making the church illegal, cracking down, dragging men off the street, and putting the women into pornography. And this is the government that the people of Ukraine are supposed to support? You see this pattern of moral destruction. Ukraine is being destroyed, not just on the battlefield from the Russians. If they don't charge the Russian positions, they're not going to get blown up. They're being forced to go in there from behind. And the very name, the people fled the country. You know, now they're wanting to promote pornography. You know, they're not. And let's be real about this. You can only watch so many videos of, you know, I mean, if you watch one video of somebody having sex, you've basically watched all videos of someone having sex. So what are we talking about here? It's got to get more and more degrading, and people in a country like this, and that is just being ripped apart, and their morality and their identity as a people is being shredded apart. They're prime pickings. They're going to be doing regular old porn. It's going to be more and more of this outrage. You need some young woman that's relatively attractive to star in a film, or some guy takes a dump on her face. Where are you going to go? Here you go. Go to the Ukraine. They're desperate. She'll do it for $28. Act like this is about sending spicy pics, or your girlfriend in Ukraine sends you, you know, titty pics or something. Like, it's the same thing. They lie and they're disingenuous because they don't want to come out and tell everybody we're just destroying the people. We're destroying the country. What is going to be left? The people that fled aren't coming back. The men that are dead aren't coming back. The people that are left there are being destroyed spiritually, step by step. We're going to legalize pornography. Imagine, we're going to legalize pornography and legalize all the gay stuff, the LGBT stuff. We're going to push all of this. There's not going to be anything left. What's going to be left of it? And it's outrageous. But you know what? It's the same thing in your country. It's the same thing here in the U.S. It's the same thing in Britain. These things are already widespread. They're just trying to get Ukraine up to speed. It's sad to look at what's happening to the Ukrainian people. But it's the same thing that's happening to us, minus the being thrown into the meat grinder on the front line to people to be killed. But as far as the moral degradation, they don't have to outlaw the church here in the U.S. and install a government-approved church, because most of the regular churches have lost their way so far. They're already basically government churches. Just like the approved church of the Ukraine most of the Christian churches in the U.S., they proclaim the same stuff. They parrot the same things that the government and the media says. They don't have to do it. They've already done that here. We can look at horror at what is happening to the Ukrainian people, and we should. We shouldn't look away. It's not about, oh, you're just shilling for Russia. It's not. It's about looking at sympathy with these people. Another one of the things I hate about war is it dehumanizes people. It makes you think that they're not humans. I hate it when, you know, people get frustrated and people read these things and they'll fall into the trap of dehumanizing it, you know? These Russians are just orcs. These Ukrainians are just pigs. No, they're not. These are human beings. These are human beings that are being killed. In the case of the Ukrainians, these are human beings that are being killed in massive numbers. Many of them against their will. They don't have no choice. They grabbed off the street, handed a rifle and said, march forward and get killed. Or if you stop marching forward, we'll shoot you in the back and you'll be killed. These are human beings. These are human beings that had their elected president overthrown by foreigners and are being ruled over by foreigners for their own profit, for their own benefit. These are people that are being destroyed, human beings that have had their church outlawed, that have had their faith attacked, that are having these foreign ideas of the gay stuff foisted upon them. They're being destroyed, not by the Russians. They're being destroyed from the other direction. They're being destroyed by their own alleged leaders. And while it's right that we have sympathy for them, we must also bear in mind that if you look at this pattern of destruction, it's the same pattern that is followed basically all over, that is spread all over the West. As we get ready to close out and we realize that this pattern of destruction doesn't just apply to Ukraine, it applies all over. You have to come back to remembering this. And if you're a regular listener to my Perish of the Patriot show, you know we talk about this on a regular basis. You only have control over yourself. The people have the power because the people have the power over themselves. They want to legalize pornography in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian people have to decide they won't participate. Even though, no matter how desperate they may be, how poor they may be, if, you know, because we're talking about Ukrainian women or who they're going to use here, have to say, I will not. What good is it to legalize it if they refuse to participate? Every person has to say, I'm not going to look at this. I'm not going to view it. I'm not going to. The women have to refuse to perform in it, to degrade themselves in it. Your power, it always comes back to your power over yourself. I'm sure this is one of the reasons they shut down the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, because they probably say, no doubt, the same thing. You have the power over yourself. Don't participate. Don't view it. Don't look at it. Don't get involved in it. This is where the people have to stand up. If each individual person says, I'm not going to partake in it, it doesn't matter what they legalize. It doesn't matter what they push. I'm not going to partake in it. I'm not going. I have control over myself. They outlaw the church and set up their own church for the government, refuse to go. Just not, don't participate in it. The people always comes down to your power. You can only control yourself. You only have control over yourself. And that is where your fight is. That is where the fight is always going to take place. It's always going to take place. And it's important to point this out, because as I said, this isn't just about the Ukraine. This fight is being waged all over. Look at all the countries in the West. Hell, when you get down to it, they're just trying to bring Ukraine up to speed, to line them up with NATO values. Your power is over yourself. You don't have control over what other people do. And if your decisions and you exercise the power of yourself and your decision, you refuse to participate in it, then at the end of the day, what power do they actually have? We're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you will get a chance to check out all our great content here on Radio Alvin, Monday through Friday. We got new content up all the time. Parish of the Patriots, my Parish of the Patriots show is up on Tuesday. Dr. Johnson's Orthodox Nationalist show is on Wednesday. Dr. Johnson's Daily Nationalist, usually focusing on geopolitics, is on Thursday. And of course, I wrap up your week on Friday. I know it's not as good as it was. We all miss Fan, and you know, we're just trying to hold the fort here till he gets back. So I appreciate all of you sticking around and continuing to check out our content here. It's going to get better. You know, we all look forward, like I said, we all look forward to the day that Sven gets out and things can get back to the way they were, but we are holding the fort and we are trying to all put our best foot forward. I appreciate all of you listeners who are sticking around for the content that we do have. So as always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.